Distorted View Daily proudly presents The Softer Side of Lily Tomlin.
Leave me the fuck alone! Do you know what the fuck is going on? Period. Fuck you! I've had it up to here. Who's reacting to what, for God's sakes? Fuck you, motherfucker! Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you! Get the fucking thing together, fuck you! Oh yeah, bullshit. That's why we spent five or six fucking hours doing something else? No! God damn it! You fucked it up, god damn you! Now get straight on and help! If you can't help them, help me! Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, Timothy Renee Zellweger Henson. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Help someone! I can't see! Pry my eyes open! I'm too squinty! And do something about my puffed out cheeks, too. I'm a mess. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've got a great program for you today. The careless fairies are at it again. They're ruthless when it comes to cock. Like, if you're straight, you need to be on your game when it comes to the gays. You got to watch your back and front. You really just have to watch all around you because they're coming for you and at you and in you. Oh, the gays love straight. It's easy. Here's the thing. I think it's the thrill of the hunt because, look, guys are just horny creatures to begin with. And so it's very easy for gay guys to hook up with other gay guys because they're just horny. It's just easy to hook. There's whole apps. There's gay GPSs where you can find the nearest homo and just fuck, basically. So I think occasionally the gays want something that they can't have or, you know, is not just handed to them. Ass on a plate type of thing. And so they look at these straight guys who obviously want nothing to do with homosexuals, and they crave that straight penis, and they'll do whatever it takes. As a matter of fact, DV listener Trilly or Trina, I don't know what the fuck her name was, I guess it's a girl, sent me a link to a Facebook profile of Stacey Buckland, who is a very attractive model who lives in Tasmania. She's originally from Melbourne, Australia. Oh, and she's really a dude. I guess this guy set up a profile as Stacy and wrote very sexy posts like, face down, ass up, that's the way I like to fuck. Show me some cock, I need dick up my pussy. Stick it into my muff, I'm horny and wet. Stick 'em up. You know, because that's how girls write, especially on their Facebook walls. I love swallowing cum and licking dick. Watching lesbian porn, wink. It's getting me so wet. Stacey Buckland has her fingers up her cunt. Who wants to join me? So naturally, there are a lot of comments to her Facebook updates, mostly from guys who say stuff like, let my cock do dis work for you. Let my tongue do all the work. Finally, a woman who uses the word cunt. Well done. I want to come and sleep with you. You just made me instantly hard with this status. That was the watching porn comment. I want to shoot my load down the back of your throat. Every last drop. Wink. By the way, her wall posts get more and more ridiculous. Stacy is fucking her friend's pussy with a dildo on the trampoline outside. She's so wet and horny, moaning her head off. Think I might put my pussy on her mouth to shut her up. Fingers sliding up my wet and horny fanny, licking my hard nipples, spanking my firm ass. I need a big, hard cock in my pussy. Like those type of posts. And then, it's like there was just a switch in Stacy's personality. All of a sudden, she changes. And she says, Stacy is wanking his hard cock looking at all the dick pics you tools have sent me. Naturally, there was a lot of questions and comments to her post there. Stacy then says, Christ, I managed to trick over 200 people. Suck on that instead, boys. P.S. Your dicks are little. I'm a gay dude. I should know. Haha, suck it. Marcus says, I'm deleting you now. I ain't no faggot, says Kevin. You fucking pedo bastard, said David. Pedophile. And then Stacey continues, so who wants to send me a cock pic to celebrate Stacey's death? And then, all right, now keep in mind, all of these posts are visible on her wall. Her most recent post is back to trying to trick guys. Stacey wants a big hard cock. And then some dude's like, I've got one for you here. Like, they pay no attention to any of the other posts. Guys are just blinded by cunt. She blinded me with pussy. Boop, beep, boop. Stop it. Moving on. One of the great things about having quarter-life Alzheimer's, that's what I call whatever's wrong with me, where I can't remember a goddamn thing I did, you know, 10 seconds ago, let alone, you know, a day or two, is I don't necessarily remember every little clip that we've played on the show. I don't think we featured this one, but I could be wrong. DB listener Evan has sent this clip in from MSNBC's Lock Up Raw, but when- which is not a WWE television show, by the way. It's all about prisons.
But when Lockup visited Kentucky State Penitentiary, we met Fleece Johnson, a longtime inmate who practices a very different kind of homosexuality.
Well, we have sexual desires, right? So you got a bunch of men's locked up.
A bunch of men's. Sweaty men's with bulging biceps.
All of them get hard.
What was that?
In one place, all of them get hard.
All of them get hard.
All of them get hard.
Hard.
All of them's horned. All of them got sexual desires. So what are they going to do? You won't let them have a woman. They going to have each other. Somebody's going to have to give up some booty. And it's just as simple.
Look, someone's got to give up their ass. It's just mathematics.
Most memorable story that Fleece told us was about the place and importance that booty has in a maximum security penitentiary.
Of course, because that's the hole you're going to fuck. You know what I mean? That's the equivalent to pussy. If you can't have pussy, you know, guys don't have pussies, but they do have something else.
Boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy.
Yes, of course.
And he went on about it and on about it.
In his prison, booty. Booty was more important than food. Booty. A man's butt.
I wonder why blowjobs wouldn't be enough for these guys.
It was more important.
Oh, teeth. That's why. Because, you know, if you tell a guy, look, you're going to suck my dick, and he doesn't want to, you know, you got, you know, you might get your cock chewed off.
I'm sorry. It was more.
That's why you bust out the bitch's teeth first.
Booty, having some booty was more important than drinking water, man. I like booty.
I know you
Johnson
do.
Johnson went on to tell our crew.
How- I had a feeling he liked booty, didn't you?
Booty.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I like booty. You've been talking about booty for the past 3 minutes.
Johnson went on to tell our crew how he used to satisfy his sexual desires.
I bet you it has something to do with booty.
Especially during the 1970s and 80s, when he was most active and prison security was more lax.
When I see one, and he looks good to me, when I go see him, I say, you come here. I said, I'm telling you what, I like you, and I want you.
Well, flattery will get you everywhere.
And we can do it the easy way or the hard way. So the choice is yours, right?
Look, one way or another, you're going to get fucked by my black dick.
And it was always yes.
Johnson also had a warning.
I mean, look, you're in prison. What the hell else do you have going on? You know what I mean? Like, sure, why not?
Yes.
Johnson also...
It's either that or sit in my cell, you know, looking at the other dude pissing in the toilet.
Yes.
Johnson also had a warning for the new generation of inmates. They might be asking for trouble from old-timers.
You know, they got this thing where they sag their pants past their butt. It's a style they call
fucking cock teases is what they are.
It's some sort of gangster style. You know, it's sexy to us, right? And see, but they weren't prepared for this, right? So you sag your pants in her, man, somebody be up in your butt, you know? And it just said so.
You sag your pants, someone's going to be up in your butt.
Johnson.
Words to live by. Yes, announcer, what was that? Johnson what?
Johnson even let the lockup crew know that when he was in his prime, they wouldn't be safe from his advances either.
No one's booty was safe, apparently.
If y'all had been in her back then in those days, and as much as I like booty, I probably felt one of y'all butts. And y'all was walking past me. And dared you to say so. I'm not no shame in my game. This is nothing that I'm ashamed to admit. I am what I am. I'm a warrior too, you know, so.
He's a booty warrior.
Let that be known. I'm a warrior.
He wanted to make sure that was on the record. So on YouTube, there are a bunch of remixes featuring Felice Johnson. Here is the official booty remix. Get the idea there. Thank you very much, Fleece. And finally today, we've got a young girl. She's what, like 3, 4, something like that, singing a heavy metal song. This is an original called Don't Brush My Hair in Knots. Just like any good musical artist, she's singing about the pain in her life, stuff that's bothering her. Concerned about her hair being brushed into knots. Screaming. Kids so sexy. I mean, adorable. Do not fuck with that bitch's hair. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? Shame on you! Sign up right now, support the program, keep me off the streets, keep this program rolling. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. You can listen to every single episode of DV since December 2004, plus a bunch of extras from my days doing the show for Tell Me, that 1-800 number. Back in like 2000, 2001, and then I think I have some shows from Dallas, Texas. Oh, douche chill. A lot of douche chill moments on that one. I was just learning the ropes, and I was awful. And Joey was part of that show, too, so you can download all of that crap, listen to old programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, that type of shit. Again, it's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, lifetime memberships are available, again, for a limited time. I know it's tax season, so a lot of people are getting refund monies back. So if you'd like to sign up, all the information is up at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Oh, it's about that time of year, meaning that I haven't read a baby in the washer story in a while. A woman broke down in tears as she described the moment she found her 4-year-old son dead inside a tumble dryer. Sonny Gibson was discovered inside the machine by his mother, Anne, at the family home in Ashbourne, Derbyshire, over there in the UK. At an inquest into the boy's death at Derby Coroner's Court on Tuesday, Anne Gibson said she returned home that morning after spending the night at a friend's house. Would she leave the kids alone? She not intended to stay over, but had a few too many drinks. Sonny had been left in the care of teenage family members, which was a common arrangement and a huge mistake, apparently, but was not in his room when she went upstairs that morning. She told the court, I said, who's got Sonny up? And they just grunted at me. Then I ran downstairs and checked where he was, and I couldn't find him. Gibson said she checked the usual places Sonny liked to hide, such as behind the seat, behind the bed, under the bed, in wardrobes, you know, those type of places. Anyway, she called police after about 30 minutes of searching, and it was when she was checking the house again with a police officer that she found him. Gibson fought back sobs as she told the inquest, I checked all the house again. Then I looked in the washing machine. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know what made me look in the washing machine, and then I opened the tumble dryer door, and he was there. I opened the door, and he was just curled up. She said Sonny was very independent for a 4-year-old, and he had been caught by another family member trying to climb into the tumble dryer 5 or 6 months before his death. He was bending into it, she said. He was told, if you want anything out of the tumble dryer, you've got to come and ask, but Sonny had no concept of danger whatsoever. He was found in the dryer, his face was blue, but he was completely wrinkle-free and smelled like Snuggle fabric softener sheets. Death never smelled so springtime fresh. Ting. Gibson, a care assistant, was arrested on suspicion of child neglect not long after Sonny's death. Referring to this, Deputy Coroner Louise Pinder asked her why, in the aftermath of Sonny's death, she told police she had been with Sonny that morning. Gibson said, I told them that I had been at home and I had nipped out to get some cigarettes. I did not want my family getting into trouble or anything coming back on them, so I thought that if I could direct it all on me, then I could leave them out of it. All charges against her were later dropped. She told the court that Sonny's father, Stuart, who was also present in court and from whom she is separated, yeah, that'll fucking ruin a relationship, killing a child, shared custody of the youngster. She said, they were separated beforehand, okay. She said the family had installed a baby gate and chain on Sonny's bedroom door, but he learned how to use his toys to stop the gate from shutting. She also said, Sonny, well, then this kid deserved what he got. He was a little too inquisitive. You know, I mean, there's only so much you can do from keeping a kid, from getting hurt and stuff. All right, where are we at here? She also said Sonny learned how to operate the tumble dryer from watching other family members and liked to put his favorite blanket in there to warm it up. Aw, isn't that sweet? Now he's dead. That's not so sweet. Second story we have for you today, an Oklahoma City woman disemboweled a cat. Sure. Mutilated the eyes and put the liver in a makeup box. Angelina K. Barnes, 20, and batshit crazy, was charged Monday in Oklahoma County District Court with animal cruelty. Police report she is currently at a state mental hospital. Probably a good place for her. Barnes lived with a step aunt. The relative arrived home late on March 7th to find the house dark, the light switches covered with duct tape, and Barnes dressed in a large raincoat with red streaks of cat blood on her face. Bitch is going into war. A police officer described the bathroom as in disarray. Purple hair dye was splashed all over, and blood was on the counter, sink, and tub. The officer reported that the cat was sliced down the belly. The police officer reported Barnes asked her step-aunt for help and was taken to a hospital. There she pulled a jagged piece of glass from her purse and said she was going to hurt the male intake nurse. And that's where the goddamn story ends. Really? I would like more details about A, the mutilated cat, and B, what happened with the glass shard after she threatened to cut the nurse. This is fucking news, not a soap opera. There's no need for cliffhangers, you know what I mean? God, I hate the news so much. Why am I a part of it? Isn't it just adorable how I think I'm part of the media? So delusional. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Vancouver, another short one. A man died after falling into a pasta processing machine. That's a new one. At a plant in North York, Ontario. Exactly how the 26-year-old fell in is still under investigation by the Ontario Ministry of Labor. Police spokesman Constable Tony Veya said police were called. All of a sudden, I'm Asian. Police were called to Pasta Quistini, a sprawling 91,000-square-foot factory at 3:50 p.m. Upon arrival, they found one of the male employees suffering from life-threatening injuries so severe, Constable Veya said, they had to call in Toronto Police Identification Investigators. Really, if they can't even identify the person because of the injuries, there's no way you're going to make it out alive. You know what I mean? And when you fall into a pasta machine, does that mean, like, half of his body was, like, turned into rotini or linguine or something? Like, he pulls out his arm and there's just huge, like, wet, tiny spaghetti-like strands of flesh dangling about. Instead of cremating him, how fun would it be to just get a giant pot, heat it up until it's boiling, and then dump him in there? The whole funeral would have an Italian restaurant theme to it. Everyone grab their forks, twirl a little bit of him around, dump a few stillborn baby heads in there, in the pot for, like, you know, meatballs.
When the world seems to shine.
Alright, alright, enough. Finishing up with this story here. Businesses are usually asked to cease operation as the Ministry of Labor investigates workplace accidents. The family business is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. An employee reached at the Pasta Quistini office shortly after the incident would not comment because the matter is currently under investigation. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, what do you have for me today? Probably a bunch of shit that's going to infuriate me.
Hello, Tim. I just wanted to call in regarding Corey. I think he is, of course, an amazing addition to the show. The fact that he just gave up doing work on it, like, you know, 2 years ago, and he just does most of the mashups and sends stuff in for you, and you just read the script he writes. But in any case, I had a
scripts.
Question regarding when you inevitably die of AIDS, related something or other. Well, who's going to take over as an heir? Because Corey would be the obvious, you know, the obvious one that you think would take him over. But the problem is, I find his voice to be forced and annoying. Sorry, Corey, I really do enjoy
stuff. You don't have a lot of nice things to say about anything.
If you're listening,
I don't care for this guy.
Corey, what's your plans on that? Because we all know you're not going to live past the age of 40, and not that you'd want to anyway.
I don't think I like you.
All hearing.
Look, I don't know. I've got, what, 10 years? 10 plus years? Not quite 10 years. Holy shit. We'll cross that bridge when the time comes, I guess. But I did want to mention, speaking of podcasts and shows and all that sort of good stuff, Get 'Em Steve Dave has a show he'd like to tell you about. It's called Drunk Story Time. This is where Get 'Em Steve Dave gets extremely drunk and then reads out of a book. And it's all done on video. He says, come watch the next reading at http://tinychat.com/getemstevedave. I'll put a link on the show notes today. I'll also talk about it on my Twitter
feed.
Anyways, it's all going down today, as a matter of fact, 4/13/2011 at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out Get 'Em Steve Dave. I'm going to try to pop in the chat or whatever it is, if I can. 10 p.m. I should be around, so hopefully you guys will check it out. And maybe I'll have some audio for you tomorrow from the reading. So that's what's happening. All right, moving on now.
Hey, Tim, Sideshow member Annie here.
Annie.
So I'm driving to the campus that I was at, and I get in the parking lot or parking garage, and I pull in the parking spot, park my car, and I'm just about to get out when I look behind me, and there's this guy in a truck right behind me, and he yelling at me, but he doesn't even have his window down, so I'm like, what, no, idiot. So he eventually rolls his window down, and he's looking at me, and he goes, hey, lady, and first time anyone has ever called me a lady, he's like, pull your fucking car out, you fucking nigger, and there were definitely some people walking by that I might have been offended by that, and it was, you know, years ago I might have been offended by that, but because of you and all that you've done for me, wonderful program, Tim, I just laughed at him, and then I just closed the door until he drove away.
Good. So, good for you.
A little late for class, but it was worth it.
I've desensitized you to racism.
Hi, Tim. This is Brendan from New York.
Hi.
I was just wondering what your take was on the soda Mellow Yellow. I personally enjoy it.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, and Moxie. That's one of my other ones.
Oh, Moxie's the worst. I tried Moxie. Maybe I have to try it again. It's been a while. Someone sent me some Moxies, and it's a very strong, unique flavor.
Jagoo, Tim. It's Scotia from Thunder Bay here. I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Ooh. Hey, by the way, I guess I should mention this. I mentioned it on my Facebook page. My very first computer ever was the Commodore 64 with 64K of RAM. I'm not even talking megabytes. Or gigabytes, this is your K, kilobytes. Anyways, I love that machine, and I learned to program BASIC on it, and I have also, as a matter of fact, at my parents' house, I have tons of old floppy disks with my programs on there, and also games and shit. And so I wanted to fire them up and see what I had, see what little Tim Henson was working on back when I was, you know, 10 or 11 or whatever. So I'm looking for a Commodore 64 system with a disk drive and all that shit. Of course, I've been looking on eBay. I posted this on Facebook that I'm looking for this system, and of course, people were like, Google it! Why don't you just Google it? Or eBay, stupid! Of course, I'm looking at that. But I'm just saying, if any of you guys have a system that you want to get rid of, email me. I'd be happy to pay you or work something out. I'm not going to jerk you off.
Tim, Sideshow member Lammy here. A little behind on the programs, but I just heard the scratch and sniff technology being used in the Bizarre magazine, and that is not a first. I have a Hustler that had a centerfold with scratch and sniff.
Ew.
Yeah, you can imagine what that smelled like.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep up the good work, man.
Life like Snatch.
Hey, Tim, it's Scotia from Thunder Bay here.
I think I forgot to play the rest of her message.
I have a bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
It's called the snowman, and it was invented in Winnipeg by John Waters, apparently. It's where you come on a girl's feet, and then you throw her outside into a snowbank. Sounds awesome and fun. Okay, bye.
I'm just looking at my butt. Like, I was just thinking about this the other day. Like, my body is a mess. I'm nowhere near as fat as I was at one point, but I definitely not. I'm not in shape, so I've been going to the gym and stuff. But even so, it just doesn't look right. I've got weird skin because of my fucking mother who gave it to, you know what, I should call, I'll call her maybe tomorrow. But I've got, maybe you guys have this too, but it's not, I don't have clear skin. You know what I mean? I've got little red dots all over, like, my arms. It's called keratosis pilaris or something like that. And I've been reading up on it. If anyone has any cures for it, or to make the little dots go, red dots go away, let me know. I'm currently exfoliating. I'm scrubbing the shit out of my skin and moisturizing and all this other bullshit. Just trying to look, like, not quite a mess.
Hot and
disgusting.
Cold. That's what turns you on, right? And we got all the tools.
Well, I don't know where that came from, by the way. I guess I was just looking at my arm when I was playing these voicemails.
Hot and hung. That's what turns you on, right? And we got all the tools to get you off. Hot, hard bodies doing hardcore action. Press 1 to enter a credit card number.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Oh, hey, Tim. I'm just listening to some old shows on the archive that I didn't catch up on. And in case you didn't hear, I just wanted to point out that it's poutine. It's poutine. Poutine. Poutine.
Okay, thank you.
So stupid.
Oops. Next up.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Hey,
I'm
queer.
Just listening to some old shows on the archive that I didn't catch up on.
I just played that. What a mess.
Hi, Tim. I just wanted to call you and tell you a story about what happened at work today. This girl was talking about giving her daughter a bath and how she cries all the time because she thinks the water is going to get in her eyes. And she was reenacting it, like, oh no, it's going to get in my eyes, it's going to get in my eyes. So I said, well, why don't you just tell her to shut up and smack her in the face?
Okay.
Her face was so priceless. I think I'm going to laugh about that for a couple of days because I think she thought I was serious, which I kind of was. All right, I just thought that you would enjoy that. Bye.
All right, well, thank you for... I did enjoy that. Next up, Carla. Carla!
Hey, Tim. This is Sideshow member...
God damn it, you have a shitty-ass phone.
Hey, Tim, it's Jason again. You ain't gotten back with me yet, so I'm not sure if those emails that I sent the emails to... I don't even know.
I've already plugged your show! Leave me alone!
What's up, Timmy Boo Tootie? Sideshow member... Cynical Taxiderm here. Sorry, I'm a little hacky. Just listened to your most recent show on 329, I guess it is. I remember another Sexastic Tuesday with the Flintstones, and it was the only one to ever give me a boner, and I was at work. I work overnight, and I work by myself, but it was still awkward. And I was walking around trying to bake bread with a big old tent in my pants.
Mm-hmm.
It was the one with Betty and Wilma getting it on, which is apparently what you thought was going to happen with this one, but instead she fucks the dinosaur. That was all I was going to say. Keep up the good work, Tim.
You just want to let me know you had a giant boner listening to Lesbian Flintstone Porn.
Love your mom. Yeah, she's pretty hot. Bye.
But thank you. I'm sure my mom would appreciate that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Okay, guys.
You said your pants in her, man. Somebody be up in your butt.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program is just going to be for paying members. Otherwise, we will see you back on Friday and the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
F on my Twitter sheet.